What?
Come on, mate.
Yes, sir.
And spider. And that boy got some roller blades on a spider.
Who's got some roller blades on?
A spider on television.
Is there a television program called Spider Thomas?
Yes, it is.
Somebody's telling me about this and I've not seen it.
No, it's Spider.
Is this a good program?
It is a good program, I'm going to say.
Right. That's it.
That's why it's called Spider.
Right. So I can't say I've seen it, but somebody was asking me if you watched this, and I said, I don't think so, I've never heard of it. But you obviously do. I know you're not eating a lot at the moment, Thomas, but would you like some toast?
No.
No toast?
No, no toast.
I'm just going to have a little bit of toast with some milk in it. Would you like some?
No, yucky.
It's not yucky.
It is yucky.
Would you like some jelly?
No, that's yucky.
It isn't. Jelly would be nice to your throat, wouldn't it?
Not nice. Well, that's right. Thank you, nice.
Your throat is nice. No, it's to make your mouth feel better, won't it?
I want something nice like jelly.
You want something nice like jelly? Well, that's what I was saying. That would be quite nice for you, wouldn't it? I'll let you finish those and I'll get you some nice jelly. How does that sound?
Fine, fine.
Good. Okay. Gosh, that was a big bang, wasn't it? What's that? A little smell?
Yeah, it was my farty pan.
It was you, I thought it was. Do you need a toilet?
No, it's not. It's too late, guys. This one's a farty pan.
It was just a farty pan, was it? Just a little smell. Oh, I see. Oh dear, dear. It's not a very nice day, is it? It's all clouded over again.
Not nice every day.
Not very nice, is it, today? Might brighten up, you never know. Either brighten up or it'll get much, much worse.
Not been much, much, much worse.
The weather. If it doesn't brighten up, it might be much worse than it is now.
Yeah.
It's not very nice for weeks though, is it? It's more like November, not at all, wasn't it? I'll have a little piece of cake on. Are you really sure you don't want that?
I'll just have a little spoon on
it. A little bit, the cucumber. Are you sure you don't want some of this toast?
You saw some of the greenies too. Yeah.
Would you like some little taste?
I don't have any idea.
I've got to wash it then first and crisp it up. Yes? There's Mother's friend. Roy.
Yeah.
But not Roy, Ron. Grows cucumbers, doesn't he? He's always giving us tomatoes and cucumbers.
He does give us everything.
Just tastes nice, Thomas. When you're teething,
and
you're
sugar and dark. Sweets and cucumbers.
Excuse me. Excuse me, he doesn't give you sweets. He doesn't give sweets. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you were teething and you needed something cool to crunch on, you used to eat apples and cucumbers and pears and carrots, raw carrots. And cucumber was one of your favourites. It is nice, you see. Nice and refreshing, isn't it? I'm going to send you a cracker. Would you like a cracker?
I'll do a cracker.
A cracker. A biscuit.
Yeah. Then two crackers.
Would you like the cucumber?
I don't like it now.
Don't you? Well, you haven't really had a little try, didn't you?
No, it's flat now.
It's flat now? It's always flat when I've sliced it. Slice it flat. Hey, excuse me, I could hear that.
Yeah, I will, Mummy.
What are you saying to Miss Henry?
No, thank you.
You should say excuse me, please, don't you?
Look at this, two big crisps.
Yes, they are, aren't they? Are you sure the crisps aren't making you mouth sore? Are they okay?
Oh, alright. You can move the sunshine out.
Look at this sunshine, can you see it?
No. I'm just having fun. Last night, I saw something outside.
What did you see outside last night?
A big rainbow.
A big rainbow?
Yeah.
I don't think it was last night, but we have seen rainbows, haven't we?
They were gold blue. And it got numbers on it, didn't it?
The rainbow had numbers on it.
Did it do?
What numbers did it have?
It said W6AA6AA for fish, it said.
That sounds like a postcode for CBBC on Choice. Was it on television that you saw the rainbow?
No.
Out of the window?
No.
The thing is, you always say last night when you can mean weeks and months ago. So last night doesn't necessarily mean last night, does it?
Last night, well, on the rainbow, I saw something big. It wasn't the big dinosaur, and I already got on it. Big containers.
A big dinosaur with big containers on it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Down to my old house, we saw a big lorry with flashing green lights. It got a big container on it, like this big.
All right.
My normal voice, like, what new?
Well, that sounds like one day when you must have been in the car with Grandma and Grandma's coming back here, were you?
Yeah.
And you saw a big container with flashing green lights. And what do you think was inside the container?
I think it's got lots and lots and lots and lots of sweets.
No, I thought you might think that. I bet it didn't really have sweets in it, Thomas. It would be something else, wouldn't it?
Maybe some cucumber.
Some cucumber? Some cucumber?
Yes. Maybe about some lace or straws or drinks or wine or glasses.
Or drinks or wine or glasses?
Or animals or sweeties or cakes or fridges or calamine.
Or fridges or what? Calamine?
Yes,
calamine lotion?
Yeah, and the drink just like I got.
Right. Was it a round container, or was it a square or an oblong container?
It was round.
Round, like a milk tanker or an oil tanker?
Oil tanker.
Well, do you think it had oil in it? I think it would be something liquid if it was in a big tanker, wouldn't it? Might have been oil. Was it nice and clean, or did it look dirty?
Nice and yellow.
Nice and yellow?
Yes, like a sun.
Like the sun? Oh. That sounds smashing. Was that a while ago that you saw that?
Yeah. It was really big!
Was it?
It was tomorrow. It was in my grandma's car. I saw you what one. I'll show you.
Oh. You were saying tomorrow when I go in Grandma and Grandad's car, you'll show me what? Well, we're not seeing Grandma and Grandad tomorrow. It will be next week when we see them, won't it?
Look at that funny little boy. Look at that funny little boy.
Yes. It's the pattern on your beaker, isn't it? Well, I'm having a nice lunch, are you? You've not really eaten very much, have you? You just want to drink. Yes? No, don't start making noises. That's Daddy giving you milkshakes, and ever since then you've been wanting to blow bubbles, haven't you? Are you ready for some jelly yet? Don't shake your head, answer me please. Will you tell me when you're ready and I'll go and get it? No, Thomas, don't shake your head. I'd like you to answer me because then I can tell what you're saying. How do you shake your head if you're saying yes? No, that's how you shake it if you're saying no, side to side. Yes, it's up and down. Look, it has brightened up on that side again.
I tell you.
You don't? I don't think there'll be a rainbow though, because it's not actually raining, is it? Thomas, no. No.
It's a nice straw.
Put it back in there. That sounds like a helicopter now. Oh, it is, isn't it? Can you see it?
Yes,
I can. Can you? I can't for the building. Oh, yes, wow. Where do you think that's going to?
That's a police helicopter.
Is it a police helicopter, or do you think it's being naughty?
Somebody let our hand go down and I dropped on the floor. That's why it's coming. That's right.
What do you think's happened, Thomas?
Don't know.
You don't know?
No.
I don't know. It's naughty, isn't it?
It's naughty.
Do you think it's the same helicopter circling round?
It's gone now.
How did you know it was the police helicopter?
I was driving a blue stripe.
And you're on the blue stripe, did it? Did it have blue flashing lights?
No, it hasn't.
Because they usually do, don't they? But you can perhaps only see that at night. Wow, I just heard the noise and when I looked up I could see the helicopter, but it had gone past. Goodness me.
And that big tree went over that big tree.
Did it?
It did.
Have you enjoyed that, love? Was that good?
I'm going to have another biscuit.
Another biscuit? You need some jelly? Don't make a noise. Some jelly? Are you ready for jelly now?
Yes.
I think you'd like that cracker. Just bite into that and see what you think of that. It's what Mummy's having. I think you'd enjoy it. What do you think to that?
It feels pooey.
It feels pooey, fair enough. Do you like it really?
I make this look outside. Look at that vehicle.
Why do you want me to look outside?
I can't see it wrong. I said, it's only around as my blue number. Then, big skid lorry might come round.
If I turn my head round, a big skid lorry might come round the corner. Right, what am I doing, Ronnie? What are you doing while my head's turned?
I'm looking down in the skid lorry then. Have you come back off here? Just checking. Is it gone one more? Just turn it round again. Head.
Do you not want me to see you eating that cracker?
No.
I don't mind, I've given it to you to eat. You're not doing anything naughty.
You did this hungry.
And you must think you're doing something naughty by asking me to turn my head, but you haven't, Thomas. Oh, a train. I wonder if the police helicopter's flying over the top of the train. What do you think?
I can't tell.
Eat it, darling. I'll eat it, I'll eat it. You haven't eaten much of the decisions.
Look around us. So tight, don't they? I'm watching you.
I've got to look round so tight so that you don't see me.
Mum, I need to know this. That is how I look.
So when you've eaten the cracker, I can look at you, can I?
Look!
Oh, wow. You're obviously enjoying it.
Look!
Mmm.
Look!
It's nice, isn't it? I don't try food. Are you tired again?
Put your flat for my police helmet.
Pardon?
Look at my police helmet. It's very nice.
Mmm. Your police helmet is very nice. It's quite strange.
And it's got some enamel on top.
Mmm. Quite funny you should have a police helmet on the table when a police helicopter's just gone overhead. Mm. I wonder if you looked down and thought, hello, hello, hello. If I need help, there's a policeman on the ground. Yeah. Would you like to finish this now?
No.
I don't know what you're asking me now.
I'm saying safety bar.
Safety bar?
Safety bar, yes. I found my sandwich very good. No, it's safety bar. I'm a correct. And there goes safety bar there. You need it. I'm a correct.
A little wash there if I need it. Safety something.
Yes, safety something.
A safety bar.
Yes, a safety bar.
What's a safety bar, Tommy?
Overcorrect.
Overcorrect. Right, but what's a safety bar?
Correct. Correct. That's a safety bar. Look, it's got
what's
a
meaning. What's in your food?
It's got a flashing light.
Hasn't it?
Well, you're naughty, aren't you?
Sometimes, very naughty.
Someone might be even naughty, that's why I need my flashing wheels.
So you've no time for any jelly, it can't stop.
No.
I'll put the jelly into a container for you.
I'll come back now, I can't. Needles, chill, I'm back.
Very good, when you've arrested somebody, then you've got time to eat jelly, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's a good time to eat it, really. You'd probably enjoy it more than what you've caught somebody being naughty.
I throw them on the bad road. Yeah.
Are you throwing somebody naughty on the road while you eat your jelly?
Yes.
It'd be better to keep him locked up with handcuffs on in the back of the van, I think. He might escape if he's just on the road. Oh, goodness me.
Silly big jelly.
Silly jelly, goodness, it's in the road, could it?
Yeah, he goes, he can't.
Very wobbly wobbly jelly, that, isn't it? Jelly on the plate.
Jelly on the plate. Wobble, 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 wobble.
Mummy.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't throw down jelly.
Pardon? What?
Wobble, it is wobbling, isn't it?
Mmm.
See? Jelly, do you wobble?
Don't jelly, just wobble, that's right. Well, there's plenty of room if you want it. That's quite nice because it slips down softly.
Okay, green, green, go and get my telephone quick. What? Or ice machine go off. Say, go, and then this woman
tell me
no, okay? And say, okay, bye. I'll come with my watching you on my own.
You want me to get the television quick? Sorry, answer the telephone quick before the answer machine comes on. And what were you doing, asking me to help you catch naughty people? I see. You've eaten lots of chili and ice cream, haven't you, since your chicken pox, because your mouth...
Look at your little almost blue.
The most beautiful colour, look at all the colour. Close your mouth. Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
Very special.
Ring, ring! Ring, ring!
Hello?
Mummy, get my real telephone down.
When you finish
your chocolate.
I can see it, but when you finish your lunch, you'll have it. You better to eat your lunch first.
Oh, thank you.
As you think, you might need to want an apple when you finish your jelly.
No.
You don't want any apple to eat.
No.
What about a banana?
No.
Shall
I don't love it.
I beg your pardon.
Get on with it.
Get on with what? I told you before.
Get on with my dinner.
I told you before about saying that. Not nice, am I? It? Well, I'm getting on with mine.
Get on with it.
I just thought you'd just say that because it's not
right. Fran and Sam.
Well, Fran and Sam's got a lot to answer for, hasn't he? Nearly every time I say, who's taught you that? You say, Fireman's on. Well, I hope he's taught you something useful. I hope you know what to do if the house catches fire. What do we have to do? Ring?
Go on, sing tie-dye.
No, it's no good. The house is on fire. Ringing CBBC on choice, asking for a policeman. How about 999 and asking for Fireman Sam?
I'm not a policeman. And somebody only going to catch it after my day.
Eat it quick before someone else gets to it. But nicely, nicely. No, it's quick, nicely.
I've said that. And this I stop and boys, do it to me. Because he stomped in that big tree there.
The big tree, you mean the pot plant on the table? Right. Does that jelly feel nice and cool in your mouth? You've eaten a lot of ice cream, haven't you? That cooled your mouth down. Well, I wonder whether the sun will ever come out again this summer. I'm so glad we went to Spain. We've not seen out of sun at home this year, have we?
No.
I mean, some days have been nice. We spent a lot of days in the park, haven't we?
Yeah. I'll be out. But you can be again.
Just watch the jelly on the table. Can you eat that up?
No, I think you can be again. To set off with my hat on.
Sorry, I can be what now?
You were about to say, go down, take me down, I put my hat on quick.
Okay. Hello, policeman?
Yeah.
Is that the police station?
It is a police station.
Somebody's been really naughty outside. It's the weather. It's being really naughty. It's blowing and it's miserable.
Well,
can you sort it out, please, with your hat on?
I mean, I call Nino, Nino, there you go. Loud.
Okay, well, why did you get my foot here? I don't mind about it being loud.
Nino, Nino, Nino. the end. Go! Get some!
Oh, is that what you're telling the weather to do?
Yes. I know what. We need our tools.
What do we need?
Our tools.
Our tools?
Yes, I've already got a lap.
What sort of tools do you need?
I need my tools.
What, for a policeman?
Yes.
What sort of tools does a policeman have?
He has two books and a great green hammer and some sharp scissors and some pliers.
A toolbox, some pliers, some sharp scissors. Are you sure this is a policeman you're talking about, not Bob the Girl?
Yes. I am a policeman.
No, but what would a policeman be doing with all those things, Thomas?
No, he's already called police woman here. The policemen have tools.
Oh, does he right?
No, he's a collectible, says Cajun. Says Cajun. That really says Cajun.
Cajun? What does Cajun mean?
I don't know what it means, Cajun.
Cajun?
Yes. Cajun!
I don't know what Cajun means, I'm sorry.
It means sweet.
It means sweet?
Yes, sweet!
And why does every conversation end up meaning sweet? Shh, Thomas, don't shout at Thomas, it's too loud.
When I get our tools down, I bang that river away. Daddy,
I don't do anything when you say get mine. Leave me my house.
Leave me my house, sorry. Sorry about that. I'm trying to get back
in. I'm sorry about that as well, because I thought you were polite.
I get my poop on
it. Oh, what did I just say? You monkey.
Please? Please have my piece of it, please.
Oh, listen. Listen. Just open the door to hear the police. That might be an ambulance. It sounds like an ambulance. Did you hear that?
Hey, I thought it was a police car.
Well, I did. I thought it was somebody coming to help you. But you don't say get mine, then I'd the word please at the last
please.
Minute. Please may I have.
Please.
Yes,
I am,
because
I'm a big boy.
You're busy, aren't you?
Oh.
Right, let me just write
it. Just write it on, I try to get this piece
out.
That's
alright, darling. You
don't need to check anything else. Just die this. I didn't pinch your clothes. This helmet.
I know you didn't pinch your clothes. You just reached your helmet because I was too busy wiping the table to pass it to you. That's fine. Now, have you had enough lunch, Thomas?
Yeah.
Home! Bob, you're absolutely sure?
Yes.
What kind of sort of tools are you likely to pass you?
My own tools. A hammer down, a banger and a weight, and a cloud right then, I turn it to sunshine.
Oh, right, you're going to bang the rain and the clouds away and pretend it's just sunshine.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, thank you, please, please say. In a minute, I shoot all the weather away.
Be careful what you do with these.
Right, thank you.
That's alright, don't bang the table.
I don't wear clothes, and my hammer, and my sharp scissors,
and
my belt.
Your belt?
And some more scissors.
I think they're pliers, not scissors.
Some cables.
Some cables?
Cables, yes. You good lady, because you said cables.
Oh, right, cables.
Cables.
I'm trying to work out what you'd said.
Cables. Now we start with a ham. Nice weather day.
Nuts and bolts. Not too large, Thomas. Gently.
Honey, a bangy.
There's a story about the sun and the cold. Do you know it?
No, but
I think it's terrible. Just carefully, just quietly, then listen to the story. I think it's been on the television recently. The sun and the wind are having a bit of an argument in the sky.
Yeah.
And the wind is saying to the sun, I bet I can get that mum's coat off before you can, because underneath the sky, walking on the ground, is a man wearing a coat. And the sun says, I bet I can get him to take his coat off quicker than you can. And the wind says, no, I can do it quicker. So the wind blows and blows and blows. And I think the whimper thinks if he blows hard enough, the man's coat will blow off. But in actual fact, what happens when the wind's blowing, the man snuggles up inside his coat and he wraps himself really tight and he makes sure it doesn't blow off. And the son's fed up of watching this and she said, right, I've had enough. I'll show you how I can get the man's coat off. And the sun comes out and starts shining and it's really sunny and warm and hot. And what happens when we're warm and hot?
I know.
Take our coats off, don't we?
Yeah.
So she took the man's coat off.
Bang! Yeah, I want his coat.
Oh, so are we pretending now it's nice and sunny and warm? Like it was in Spain? No, Thomas, no. Not so hard, gently.
Yeah. Now some compañeros for Snippy. Okay, Woodward. When you touch these, then you'll be naughty. Really naughty. Just this big man. Give me okay, okay, what I mean. And then we need some of these on this, on the top of here. Like this now in here.
I've got some bolts and bits and bobs, haven't I? Just because there's going to be something on your hand. I think it's a little seed from one of the crackers. Thank you.
And then I need to put this, my finger, on the top of here. Then I need to bang it.
Don't put your finger on top of something then bang it, that would tear it. You'd say, ouch! And then who would you need? Not the policeman or the fireman. Who would you need to come and help you then?
Ow!
Oh, the ambulance man, ow! The doctor, the nurse.
Ow! Oh, my finger, say, what's the problem, you say?
What's the problem, Tom?
I hurt my finger with this stupid hammer.
Did you? How did you hurt it with a hammer? You worked
with
it.
I didn't notice.
You didn't get your finger in the way, did you?
I did.
Oh, heck. Let me give it a big kiss. Oh, you big little bum.
You
know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alright. Yes. Need this hammer and...
Oh!
Hammer and there's lots of problem.
I've hurt my finger. Somebody, a little boy wearing stripy shorts, came up to me with a blue and red plastic hammer and hit my finger.
Oh dear, dear. I got a hammer too.
Have you? Well, make sure you don't hit anybody.
I'm hitting it. Hey, because I make you better.
You're going to hit me to make you better?
It's like, it's not big bang, it's just this.
Well, I think hitting you caused the problem, isn't it?
I got... I'll give you a little smack, Carol.
Oh, no, it was a smack. Is that better now?
There you go.
Oh, thank you. I would have preferred a kiss, actually. I think that would have gotten better quicker. Never mind.
There you go.
Never mind.
I've got that in my helmet.
Okay.
And that.
That's right. Keep it nice and safe and snug.
Not snug. Snug.
Snug. It's safe. Snug. Not too noisy, Thomas. No, that makes too much noise. Don't throw up in.
Mummy, there's somebody wanted to cut our fence down.
Did they? Who wanted to cut the fence down?
Don't know.
Was he called Thomas Henry?
He wasn't called. This was called Thomas Henry.
Was he?
Yes, I am Thomas Henry.
Oh, are you Thomas Henry too?
Family.
Right.
And
Thomas,
you know. So, Annie.
You mustn't hit people, Thomas. No. Naughty.
And he said, what's the problem?
No, listen, you do that again and it's taken off you. That is very naughty.
I don't.
Thomas, even in play. That is naughty. It didn't actually hurt Mummy, because Mummy's quite tough. But I wouldn't like to think you were going to Mrs. Platford's in September and doing that. Mm. What'd she say if she saw me doing that?
No.
I do. She'd say, Thomas, that is very naughty. You're always a good boy, Liz.
Mummy, I cut in this big arm on purpose. Up there's a piece of black.
You're cutting my arm up there because up there there's a piece of black. Fair enough. You're sawing my arm off, are you?
It will be a quick ouch.
A quick ouch?
It will.
Ouch. My arm's dropped off now.
It's near, but I put you on a little green arm on.
You're putting your green arm on, are you?
Yes.
Are you going to start screwing it together with these nuts and bolts?
Yes, a hammer.
No, don't hammer.
A hammer on you.
What's on there?
Well, I put your green one there. And then my hammer. And then I need my big scissors.
You need a big scissors, right?
I'll say, ouch, after my hammer, I say. Please be a quick ouch.
Ouch!
There!
That was a quick ouch.
No.
Right. Oh, it's just a problem.
Okay.
I can't bend my arm. I need a little joint putting in at the elbow, please.
Right. There.
Oh, that's better. Look, I can bend my arm now.
Yes, you can.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Very kind. Okay.
There we go. No problem again.
There won't be a problem now.
A blink.
Pardon?
I won't.
What won't you do?
I'm going to watch news now.
Are you?
Okay. I'm going to watch Citrus.
No?
No?
Okay.
I took the stuff.
You play with your dustbin, Marie, do you?
You know what this dustbin now is?
Right?
M-O-P it says.
What does it say?
It says N-O-P.
N-O-P?
It says so.
Where does it say that?
Just on the back, look. N-O-P. I can show you that. Don't look.
It says super trucks on the front. Oh dear.
Drop all the
rubbish. All the rubbish is falling out.
No, that's not a nice truck.
No.
Because it took all the rubbish out of the back.
Oh dear, dear.
Oh, but we got to smell it from 3 wheels back. Then I won't drop any rubbish again. I smack it.
No, you mustn't smack it. You tipped it up to show me something. That's why the rubbish fell out. Well, shall we gather it up and get rid of the ribbons?
It says M-O-P. Super wagons, just a load of roads, not wires, it says.
That's right. The super truck is allowed on the road, not on the wires. And that's right, because we've got the recording equipment wires on the floor, haven't we?
And then it comes backwards and says, oi! Then it goes full ways again. Back to somewhere else.
Right, well, shall I start putting the rubbish in the window?
Push bag. They're going bits and bolts down and then put it up.
Bits and bolts.
Bits and bolts. Right. And then you need that flashing light. You go off them, come down again, then say, oi, won't you? I go near the wires.
Is it the red light that's flashing?
Yeah.
Just that it's flickering like a bit, isn't it?
You say, oh no, you know, won't you, in a minute.
Oh, well, I'll have a look at the red light first, Thomas, because that might be quite important. Right, you've got clothes pegs and bottle corks in these bins.
Yeah.
Well, I think the paper cards here and the wrappers from the after 8 minutes, I shall leave in a separate pile. They could go with the newspaper people, couldn't they, on Tuesday morning? What do you think to them?
No, not that. No real ones. Only the ones from here.
Oh, no, I'm only joking. Not the real people. I was just pretending. We missed Tuesday anyway this week, haven't we?
And you say, hey, he's just been my boy.
Well, I'll leave them. Do you remember when we stayed in the Lake District? You probably don't because you're only 18 months old.
Just been my boy.
I've just been watching.
Mummy, can't see this man.
I can't now.
Because he's running under here. He's my big wagon.
Is he hiding beneath the big wagon?
He's not. Because over here, check the wagon can go fast.
Right.
And that man, children, you can go fast. Look.
Yes, Teddy. Yes,
you can.
But when we stayed in the...
You know how boring you've been?
Yes, in the Lake District. This is what I'm telling you. Listen, when we stayed at the Lake District, in the bungalow, we were told that the bin men, I think they came on Monday morning, or might have been a Friday,
and we had to wheel the bin to the bottom of the dryer. We were told we must have it with the handles facing out, because it saves the men time if they can jump out of the lorry and grab the handles.
It's not you, not to just be allowed.
No,
it's all you're not allowed. It's all you're not allowed. You're a big boy, and then you have my bed just been wanted.
Right, but I'm just saying, because I've left them at the bottom of my drive like this, ready for you, with the handles facing out, so that you can run out of your cab and you can get hold of the handle and you can wheel the window.
Come back. No more rubbish.
Right, okay.
Don't get away. That's in you tomorrow.
That's in clean for tomorrow. Well, you brought the yellow wheeler bin back, so I'll probably fill up with these papers while you went to the black wheeler bin.
Thank you.
I think the black wheeler bin's got bottle corks in it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's quite
a lot. Lots of pegs.
Lots of pegs, right. Well, that wheeler bin's full of rubbish. And I'm leaving these. These are flowers, look. The flowers can go as garden rubbish in the
recycle. No, they're not rubbish. The flowers. That's wrong, because I threw them at my granddad.
You threw them at grandma and granddad's? No, but I'm just saying they're... I'm pretending that they're dead flowers and that we're putting them in the compost part of the dustbin. In the recycling part. It's garden rubbish, green rubbish.
It can't be because... It's over here.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to reach it. I'll just put it out of the bin then. The bin man can do whatever he wants with it, can't he, now?
I don't.
Thank you.
I know he did.
What did he do?
And he crushed them on the road.
Did he?
He did.
Crushed them on the road.
And then he opened a big flat and not having... Hey!
Oh, is that the noise it made?
It was. And it said, and he smashed it with, look at that, it's a pulley wagon because it's got a flat tyre, look.
Has it got a flat tyre?
Just, look, there.
Oh, oh dear, at the front?
Yeah.
Oh dear, is it flat because it needs some more air pumping into it?
No, it still can brum.
It can still brum, can it?
It can, it goes fast and slow.
Right. Do you think it needs some more air in the tyre, just pumping some more air in, or do you think there's a puncture and we need to...
There is a puncture.
Oh, right, so we better take the tyre off and put a new one on.
There's a new puncture. And a wheel.
A new wheel. I think the yellow wheelie bin's still full of rubbish.
Oh, what's the matter? Hold me. I didn't collect that one, did you?
You certainly didn't. Never mind.
Never mind.
You can collect it now, can't you?
I can collect it now. Go the rubbish away.
Thank you.
And you dump the rubbish away.
Very good.
And nice and clean. And it blows away. Look, it's going away, Mummy, look.
Yes, I can see. That's good, isn't it?
And then you heard something coming, Nina, Nina. Heard it, Nina, Nina, Nina. It wasn't this, Mummy.
Oh gosh, why has he got his new ones on?
Because he got another kiss.
He forgot to give me a kiss?
Yeah. Sorry I bumped away.
Sorry you bumped away? Oh. Oh, what a nice kiss. Wowee. Oh, I like this. Gosh, this is a nice cuddly wiggly.
I'm gonna close off the window and make a wagon. Nina, Nina, to you.
Right. Okay, let's have another kiss before you go, please.
Sorry. Give you a big kiss on your eyes.
On my eyes?
Yeah.
You can't kiss my eyes. Got glasses on. You see me. No. Kiss you on the cheek. I wonder if anybody's written a story about a dustbin lorry. We could write one, couldn't we?
Yeah.
There once was a little boy And?
He was called Thomas.
He was called Thomas and he liked playing with?
Dustbin wagons.
Dustbin wagons. And on a Monday he enjoyed watching dustbin wagons through the window.
Yes, and now I can be in my wagon driving a big man because I'm a dustbin wagon driver.
Right. Where's the rubbish tip today, Thomas?
It's round the corner, just a bit round there.
How about in there?
That's not a dustbin.
Yes, it would be good. It would be nice to tip. That would make a really good rubbish tip, wouldn't it? The back of the bicycle.
No, I don't want.
You don't want to? Fair enough, that's okay. Right. Very sorry. Very sorry.
You're
a funny little
thing.
Tickling my chin, are you? Tickling me.
Maybe
chin.
I'll put a big dustbin, Mike, and your mate and your friends. My favourite on is the dustbin wagon.
Pardon?
It might be one of your friends.
It won't work, I can't say it. It might be one of my friends on the back of the dustbin wagon.
On the front, I'm going to drive it.
Oh, right.
He was called Nick.
He was called Nick?
A dustbin wagon man.
Right, Nick the dustbin wagon. Nick would be a good name for a policeman, wouldn't it?
Nick?
Because he nicks people.
No, I just be Nick.
You're Nick the dustbin man, are you?
Why?
Nick.
Buttons.
Cheeky, that's what you are. You're cheeky and meaty, aren't you? You feel tired?
Oh, no.
Whoopsie-daisy.
Oh, bother,
now you've kicked the wheelie bin over. Oh, dear, what a mess.
Sorry.
It's quite all right. It's your wheelie bin and you're picking up the rubbish. It doesn't matter to me.
It wasn't my wheelie bin, it was your wheelie
bin. It's my wheelie bin. Once I filled it with rubbish and left it out for the dustbin man, if the dustbin man knocks it over, that's his problem.
It's his problem.
Just make sure you pick it all up and don't leave it on the road.
Then the dustbin wagon will run over it. So quick, won't it? Here was the dustbin man. And then he can tip it. All in his big wag.
Big wag? Big wagon?
Now he's called, if dustbin wagon called, he's called Jamie. He's called Jamie.
All right, Mummy works with somebody called Jamie.
Why is he called Jamie?
No.
Because everybody says it's Jamie Thomas. He calls him, but why Jamie?
His real name's James, is it?
It's not James, it's Ray. Just James. It's called James the character.
James the character.
Look, she's going up and up and up and up. Then hello! You say, Moshe, help. Hello! You say!
Yes, hello.
And then, you know what he did?
No, what did he do?
He did all the rubbish in there.
Did he?
He did.
Is this Jamie or Nick?
Nick, he's called.
Right, sorry, I'm getting confused. Nick's the dustbin lorry driver. Who's Jamie?
Jamie called my big dustbin wagon.
Oh, the wagon's called Jamie, is it?
Yes.
Oh, right. I see, so you're telling me that one of the trains, Thomas the Tank Engine, is called James, but your dustbin lorry is actually called Jamie.
Yes, called Jamie.
Right, I'm with
you. Now what I can do, the word of mine, I go, no! And what I do, because other day, there's my sandwich just there, but this is my Nina's de Flashman.
There's your Nina's de Flashman. What?
Someone nodded on me, I go, Nina! I go so loud.
Well, I don't think the dustbin lorry would say Nina, or if somebody was doing something naughty, do you?
Well, it was so high, then they go, Nina, Nina, Nina!
Oh, look, there's the dustbin man. She'll wave at
him. Nina!
Hello, Nick.
Nina!
Hello, Nick.
Nina!
I was rather hoping Nick would get off his lorry and come and give me a kiss.
But you cried, didn't you?
I did, because you didn't.
And then he threw his brakes on. Then he stopped at the dirty beer wagon.
He stopped at the dirty beer wagon stop? Where's that?
Because he stopped just behind trucks. Just stopped there. Somebody cried. Then he come backwards.
Oh, I see. He's coming back, is he?
Look, he's coming backwards.
All right. Hello, Nick.
Hiya, Jean. Because I know you're there today.
You know we're there today? Well, you've always known I'm called Jean. It's just that your special name for me is Mummy. And you used to have another name for me. What was that?
Don't know.
What did he use?
Nini.
Do you remember?
Nini. I tickle your lips.
No, don't harass me. Stop it. No. You're not supposed to be well. Give up. Oh, you are cheeky. No. Also, no. So, do you remember calling me Nin Nin? What do you call me, Messi?
What's
wrong
with
your toe?
What's
wrong
with your toe? I don't
want to know. You silly billy. Well, if you'd been an efficient dustbin man and taken the wheelie bin back to my house and not left it lying in the road, then there wouldn't be a problem, would there? Steady, Thomas. Steady. You're silly now.
No, Mummy, you can be a hospital, can't you?
Can I be a hospital?
Let me on here.
Oh, hello, little boy. Why have you come to hospital?
Because I've got a poorly toe.
Oh, dear. What's happened to your toe?
I hurt it on one of those dustbin wagons.
On a dustbin wagon?
No, on a wheelie bin.
Oh, dear. How did you hurt it on a wheelie bin?
I just went. I shot it.
Well, don't do it again.
Yes.
Gosh, that does sound painful.
Oh. Well, can you tell me to lie down?
A little lie down? Sure you can.
Oh, I can beg you.
You can to lie behind me?
Oh,
I'm nice and very snuggly, am I?
Say bye-bye cat, you say.
Bye-bye cat? Why would I say bye-bye cat?
Oh, he's a dustbin cat.
You're a dustbin cat, are you now?
Yeah.
A few minutes ago, I was in hospital and you were a little boy coming in with a poorly foot because you'd trodden on a wheelie bin. And now you're a dustbin cat. Fair enough. A cat's probably easier to deal with than a boy with a poorly foot.
Say bye-bye. Dustbin cat.
Dustbin cat, what's your name?
I'm called Dustbin Cat.
You just called Dustbin Cat, are you?
Yeah.
I call you Ragamuffin. Do you like that ragamuffin?
Yeah, I do.
So, dustbin cat, do you ride round on the dustbin?
I do.
Do you? And who looks after you? Does Nick the dustbin man look after
you? No. I just need to run out on my own.
You look after yourself?
Yes.
I bet you don't get fed food from tins, do you?
I don't sometimes.
You don't sometimes?
No.
What do? Do you catch mice and rats?
I do. That's for my tea.
That's your tea? Ugh. Ugh. Well, I suppose you're quite a nice, useful dustbin cat, aren't you?
Bye-bye, Moji! Bye!
Bye-bye, dustbin cat.
I'll see you later, bye!
Bye-bye, be careful.
I will.
Take care. Have a nice day. You tired now?
I am, bye!
Well, bye-bye, dustbin cat. You know, can I tell you... You can't stop kissing me today. Can I tell you I have a pussy cat at home?
Bye!
Do you not want to listen to my story about...
No, I don't like it.
You haven't heard it yet.
I don't like it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, baby, I've got a pussycat and she's called... Birdie.
I don't like that kind of name. I want to call Dustbin Cat.
Well, you can be called Dustbin Cat. That's no problem. So I'm just telling you, I have a pussycat. Excuse me.
Excuse me, Mummy, if I'm going to lie Daddy, I do that.
Daddy does that, doesn't he? Daddy sits in the chair with his legs over the end. And does Mummy get cross?
No, he doesn't.
No, but does Mummy get cross? I know Daddy doesn't.
Does no, are you doing? Of course you aren't. I want your nicks. Mm. What's your problem?
There's absolutely no just problem to you.
Just turn to the problem.
There's no problem with my
just
nicks.
Just turn to
no, pretend
just
there's a
turn
pro- Let's pretend there's a problem with my knees instead.
Yes.
Because I don't mind you.
Then, go to the hospital, then I take you on the road there, and I pick you up then, put you on that nice little bed there.
All right.
No.
So you want me to pretend that you found
me? Say, ow, ow!
Oh dear.
You mean it? I said, oh, in my attention. Quick.
Just mind the wires, please.
He said, ow, ow!
Oh gosh, that's a useful thing to have. I thought for a moment it was the dustbin lorry, but I can see it's the ambulance. Hello, ambulance driver.
Hello, I'm going to take you.
Why are you here? What's your name, ambulance driver?
I'm Corbin. Sweetie Shotman.
Sweetie Shotman, and you drive an ambulance?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Oh,
how do you know I'm hurt?
Because I just know. Because I'm going to pick you away.
Right, okay, you pick me away. Right, just in the back of the ambulance.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Nina.
Where's your ambulance? I'm not seeing it.
This is my ambulance.
You've got your proper little ambulance. Do you know where it is?
No.
Oh, I don't. That's fine.
Nina.
Bed
for you to
lie
down there.
Can we lie on this one?
Of course you can.
This is more comfortable, isn't it? Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I can lie down with you. You're going to lie down as well? Because this is my place to lie down. Oh. No, I don't have it. You can stay here.
You're going to have a little seat there?
Yes.
Why, because you're a tired ambulance man, or are you not very well either?
I'm not very well. What? I am very well. And I'm tired.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to bed.
Okay, good night. Got chicken pox?
No, I haven't got chicken pox.
What have you got?
Just going to sleep.
Just going to sleep, fair enough. Okay. Your shorts haven't got chicken pox, so they haven't got spots on them. They've got stripes, haven't they?
Oh, you don't eat that.
If your shorts had chicken pox, they'd have dots all over them and spots, wouldn't they? What's Mummy been calling you?
Ragamuffin.
Well, ragamuffin. I've just called you ragamuffin then when you were a dustbin cat. Well, one of the tweenies.
Yeah.
Doesn't he call himself Dot Man?
Yeah. It's Jake.
Jake, and that's what I've been saying to you. You look a little like a Dot Man.
Mm.
Don't you? A Dot Man with stripes.
No, don't talk. And this man is asleep.
All right, a dot man with stripy trousers. Are you going to sleep then, is that it?
And you wake him up.
Have I?
You have.
I've woken him up.
I was a police woman. He was a police woman.
He was a police woman.
He was a police woman. And he couldn't. With his friends, they take you away. Hello, I'm going to take you away.
Alright, why are you taking me away?
Because you're being naughty.
Why have I been naughty?
Because I don't know.
Because you don't know, but you want to just arrest me anyway, are you?
Yes, I'm going to arrest you. Yeah.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
I'm going to arrest you.
Don't look as if I've been naughty.
I've put you in
the
letterbox
outside in
the rain.
Oh. Yeah. You've put me through the letterbox outside in the rain, have you?
Yes.
I've got bad news for you.
What is it?
It's not raining.
You joking.
Still, it was a nice try. You still put me outside, haven't you? Don't jump on your chairs, Thomas, please.
That's
a good
boy.
Well, so let's let her just
stick. Oh, dear me. Well, now you can find me.
All right, don't turn your eyes, get off your eyes.
What time?
I need
a torch, I need a torch.
Do you want your torch is?
I do.
Do you want me to get it for you?
No, it's okay. Mummy, I heard something coming.
What did you hear?
He was a parcel man.
A parcel man? All right.
With a big parcel, was a shop.
Well, it was a shop. Let's not open that now, then.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Right.
Oh, right, drop it down because it's all going to fall out of the bottom. Oh, be careful. Gosh, that's heavy, isn't it?
It is. It hurt my tummy.
Good, right. Well, just be careful, sweetheart.
Ow!
Oh, steady, steady.
It was out of my ambulance.
Have you found your ambulance?
No. What's this police car?
Oh, the police car fell off.
Lino, 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 Lino. Sometimes it goes Lino, Lino, like my defender.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I think the batteries have gone in the police car, haven't they? That's why I can't hear that.
It can be a desert, it can be a fire. It can be a fire. It can be a fire.
I'm a fireman now, am I?
I am a fireman.
Oh, you're a fireman. Right, what's your name?
I'm called Sandwich. I have a gun.
You're called Sandwich?
I am called Sandwich.
That's a funny name for a fireman.
I am called on that time.
You're cute, but I'm not really supposed to do that sandwich. Oh dear, the batteries in the fire engine have gone as well, haven't they? It's still making an email sound, but the voice. Oh dear, isn't it? The man talking, it's so slow. Oh gosh, we need new batteries for that. New batteries for the fire engine.
No, what you can do,
please come.
First thing is they put it in, then you go, Nino, Nino, it can do.
Can it? I think it's supposed to say something about OK Unit 38, we are in and out, over. It doesn't say that at the moment, does it?
But, no, they got a present for you.
What have you got for
me? It's some money.
Oh, some money. Oh, that's a lovely present. I like money, Thomas.
It's not mine. It's not yours, it's mine.
Is it? I think we better get ready to say goodbye now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. Your present.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Thank you, darling.
There, put it on your knee.
That's really kind, thank you.
I flash your lights to you.
Oh, that's nice.
Like that, you won't be going, Needle, Needle!
Well, it sounds like it's going to anyway, doesn't it?
Mommy.